Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Chris DeBow with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, November 17th. Families of those missing and kidnapped by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel are marching from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Shelly Shemtov says her son was abducted by Hamas. She spoke to CNN today from a freeway where she was marching.
We are on the way to Jerusalem to demand from the government to bring our families back home safely, alive. We are 42 days from October 7th. We don't know what about our families.
Hostage negotiations between Hamas and Israel are ongoing, with Hamas demanding that Israel stop flying surveillance drones over Gaza. That's according to two Israeli officials and a third source familiar with the ongoing negotiations. They suggested it's unlikely Israel would accept, since that would mean losing track of Hamas movements. Sources also say Hamas is demanding more aid and fuel into Gaza. An Israeli government agency told CNN that two fuel tankers entered Gaza through the Rafah crossing for water and sewage system support. Israel's war cabinet approved a measure today, setting that as the maximum allowed to enter Gaza each day. Israel's military is tightening its grip on northern Gaza, and there are growing indications that a ground offensive into the southern part of the strip could be imminent. An IDF spokesperson said today the army will advance anywhere Hamas is found, including the southern Gaza Strip. Leaflets have been dropped on communities to the east of Khan Yunis, Gaza's largest southern city, warning people living there to move to shelters. Standing in the rubble of a destroyed home in Khan Yunis, this Palestinian man had this to say.
Every second of every minute, there's a massacre. Where are the humanitarian ceasefires? They told us the south is safe. What safety?
Listen to the latest episode of CNN's Tug of War to hear one Palestinian family's journey to southern Gaza after being forced to leave their home by Israeli forces. OpenAI, the company behind the AI chatbot tool ChatGPT, has fired its CEO and founder, Sam Altman. In a statement, the company said an internal investigation found that Altman was not always truthful with the board. OpenAI declined CNN's request for further comment. OpenAI's chief technology officer will serve as interim CEO until a permanent successor is chosen. Altman said in a post on X, quote, "I loved my time at OpenAI. It was transformative for me personally, and hopefully the world a little bit." We'll have more to say about what's next later. ChatGPT launched late last year, making Altman an overnight quasi-celebrity and the face of a new crop of AI tools that can generate images and texts in response to simple user prompts. Although Altman has long been an advocate of AI, he's also one of its biggest critics. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has entered hospice care at her home in Georgia. That's according to the Carter Center, which released a statement on behalf of Jason Carter, the Carter's grandson. The center announced back in May that Mrs. Carter has dementia. Her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, is also in hospice care after entering earlier this year. Both are in their late 90s. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta has more.
So they're both going to be at home, receiving medical care at home, providing more comfort, being able to get medical care at home that they would have otherwise needed to go to the hospital for. That's one of the main focuses of home hospice, to try and figure out exactly how aggressive therapy should be going forward.
The last time it was this cheap to travel by car for Thanksgiving, almost no one was on the roads. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're hitting the road for Thanksgiving, you'll be happy to hear prices at the pump are tumbling. AAA reports the national average price for regular gasoline is $3.33. That's a 10-month low and down by 55 cents over the past 2 months. Now, prices typically drop during the fall, but this exceeds the typical seasonal drop. And experts say the slide is expected to continue, with one saying it's possible drivers could see sub $3 a gallon nationwide before the end of the year. The drop in prices is attributed to a steep sell-off in the oil market, but it's volatile, so anything could happen. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 10 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.